If a week is a long time in politics, then 8 years is a lifetime. As journalists gathered outside, that was the verdict of Thailand's Constitutional Court on Wednesday, as it suspended Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, pending a review of his term. General Prayut came to power after leading a military coup in 2014.
The Peace and Order Maintenance Command, which includes the Royal Thai Army, Royal Thai Air Forces, Royal Thai Navy, and National Police, hereby announces that it is necessary to take control of the governing of the country.
He's been in charge ever since. A new constitution, promoted by the army and passed in 2017, limits prime ministerial terms to 8 years, a period that expired at midnight on Tuesday. Supporters, however, argue Prayut's term only began after general elections in 2019. The Constitutional Court is expected to make a final decision within a month. The interim Prime Minister's Prawit Wongsuwan, who previously been second in command. He's also a former general and is considered by many to have been one of the main architects of the 2014 coup. General Prayut remains in the cabinet because he holds another position, Minister of Defence. The suspension will relieve concerns that Bangkok could once again be disrupted by anti-government protests.
Since the decision was handed down, the situation at Government House has calmed considerably. An hour ago, these riot police were wearing full body armour and carrying shotguns. Now, they're just in soft caps.
But no one is stepping down. The protesters may have won this battle, but they haven't won the war.
The court only suspended General Prayut, but he has to get out. It's the same with the Deputy Prime Minister in charge. They're all the same.
I'm not okay with the verdict because I want Prayut to leave the politics altogether. I don't want him to come back to office.
With an election scheduled to take place within the next 12 months, the opposition has drawn first blood. But in taking on a government led by generals, it faces a formidable foe. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.